Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Don't be shocked.
Don't be. It's me again. I had to come back. I didn't say proper goodbye. I need to end season 4. We started a new year and I need to start a new season come 2023. So now you quite understand why I needed to come back to say a proper goodbye, right? Okay, now that we both agree on that, let's get the show on the road.
Keep listening to the Veracity Podcast.
Hello, right there, Veracity reporting for duty. Okay, this one, I planned it. How are you, my dear? Merry Christmas, happy Christmas, and prosperous new year in advance, in massive Adi. How much I hate to use that word. But hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. How are you doing? How was your Christmas celebration? Now, what did you do? Did you go out? Or you were dragging space with your furniture? Or you were outside balling and spending the naira or dollars, whatever currency you use? Well, how was it for you generally? Okay, for me, I was working from Saturday to Sunday, which happened to be Christmas Day, and I slept. I couldn't even go to church. I was really tired. I couldn't even call people I was supposed to call, you know, no matter calling and checking up on people or sending messages. I could not do any of that. But later in the day, I went out because we had a little get together kind of thing. They needed my vibe there, so I had to be there. I just needed to be there. Of course, Energy Queen, I brought in the vibe, the cruise and everything. You trust me to do that, right? I trust me to do that myself. Okay, this episode, like I said, I needed to conclude this season. Season 4 has been really amazing. Despite my back and forth with my phone, I was able to drop 23, okay, this making it 24 episodes on season 4. See, Twally, for me, see, I need to put a scratching effect here. My dear, it hasn't been easy. I did not even expect it to go that far. Usually, I would drop like 10 episodes on one season, but this one, it is 24 whole freaking episodes. See, I deserve my accolades. I really need to blow my trumpet right here. Now. Yo, thank you all. Like, it wouldn't have been possible without you. Yes, you listen to me right now. It wouldn't have been possible. If you're not clicking play, yeah, I wouldn't even get the jitter to go up and record. Oh, that was serious question because I like talking. No, you hear that. But hey, thank you so much. You kept the vibe going. You all made this vibe to vibe very well. Kept vibing non-stop. I'm so really grateful. Let's do this again 2023. We are gonna come back better and stronger, growing the community bigger. Hopefully we start having events, you know, closing down O2 Arena. How am I saying it like I'm joking? I mean it. From my mouth to my God's ears, he's gonna hear answer this prayer one day, and that will really be a thing. Just imagine the Veracity Podcast selling out O2 Arena. Oh, more. Hey, see. Okay, let's reserve that for later. So yeah, this is actually a very short episode, you know. I have said a couple of things I would have loved to say in the last episode with Bani. That was actually very amazing. A bit lengthy, but I bet you enjoyed listening to every bit of it. After I did it, I had to listen again. I was just giggling. I was like, oh my God, the gist was so super cute. One thing I forgot to mention there was that I did say in my 2023 resolution that I was going to invest in meaningful relationship, right? Building friendship and all of that. I did not accomplish that. Yes, I did not. It was more like a struggling thing with friends. I'm not talking about romantic relationship. No, building meaningful friendship with friends, people you want to keep in your corner as friends. It was really a back and forth thing, and I did not want to go through that route. I just had to I beg. Let us rest. We are all grown up, all these kind of shitty behavior and attitudes. But then I met a really nice person this year. Yeah, I did. I met really wonderful, amazing people on social media. Did I meet anyone physically? Okay, yeah, I met one person, or two of them rather, in person, and just actually like a vibe from the very beginning. Anyway, this is me coming out to tell you that if you did not write New Year resolution, my dear, don't kill yourself. That thing, I would not say it does not work, but hey, don't put your heart into it, except you have been doing it from the very get-go and you want to keep at it because it has become a tradition for you. Unless that, my dear, just put it in the corner. Just prayerfully go through the year and know what you want to do. I'm not against you writing your goals down, but saying this one is my new year resolution, I must do this one this year, 2023. You forget. Trust me, you will. I know I wrote mine down somewhere, one of my notepad. I can't remember where I kept it because I've changed like 3 different notepad this year. Yeah, that is for that. Okay, last one for the road. Moving forward, 2023, I'm praying for the very best for all of us. You and I, we're going to have the very best year of 2023. I'm praying so hard to accomplish my dream for my babies. Yes, the Veracity Podcast, and of course, Vibe with Veracity on YouTube. And while I will be away, I don't know when I'll come back. I don't want to stay away for too long. I'm hoping by second week or third week of January, I'll be back. I'm really hoping so. While I'm away, if you miss me so much, just listen to the previous episodes you've listened to before. You know, it's not bad to actually listen to this voice again. I mean, the voice is so sweet. The voice is really so cute. You want to listen to it over and over and over again. I'm that obsessed with my voice. Trust me, I am. Yeah, you can listen to the episodes you've listened to before. In case you want to see my face, you can go over to YouTube, Vibe with Veracity, to see my face, what I look like, if I've added weight or I'm growing gray hair. You can go see that. I will not be taking a break from YouTube because I'm just growing my baby. So let's keep that consistency in place. And I'll be snacking on so many podcasts. I would like to do podcasts recommendation for you here, but I have a video on YouTube about that. I'm looking at doing things really different in coming next year, so I'll be snacking on really, really amazing podcasts that'll teach you about creativity, building yourself, and all of that. The Diary of a CEO is one that I have been enjoying, my dear. There is literally no episode you want to miss. It is really, really, really amazing podcast. I recommend anytime, any day. Another one, My First Million. Yeah, that's another podcast I want to really take my time to digest. I've just been listening to it passively, but now I really want to take my time to digest it. The Video Creators, that is specifically for my YouTube channel. I want to digest that. I want to snack on that every now and then. And yeah, a couple of others. The Life Coach School podcast is another podcast I want to snack on. Yes, I recommend them for you. Go listen to it, check it out, and you know, grab one or two you can use for yourself or for your brand or whatever business you're doing. That is going to come in handy. A quick one, I need to finish the book I have been struggling with since I think September or first week of November. I can't remember vividly. I have been struggling to know that I'm actually trying to develop new habits. The book is actually called Atomic Bomb. Oh my goodness, Atomic Habits. Sorry, Atomic Habits. I have been reading that book, struggling with it actually. I really need to get done with that and other ones I have on my to read list. Yes, I want to do that. So now this is where we say the final goodbye. Oh my god, I really don't want to do this, but then I have to officially bring it season 4 to an end. God, it has been an amazing journey. I feel so emotional right now. Thank you so much for keeping it real with me. Thank you so much, Vibe Nation. There is no way this would have been possible without you. I am so, so grateful for the gifts of you. Thank you so, so much. We promise to come back bigger and better by God's grace. Yes. And with that, the 2022 season 4 comes to an end. It was nice doing this with you this year. We hope to meet next year bigger and better, stronger, wiser, worthier, prettier, financially stable. Let's do this again come 2023. My name is Blessing Odion Agbimayo, the one you know as Veracity, the Vibe Queen, Energy Goddess, Cruise Mistress. Hey, you name all of that, that is me. I am saying have a lovely and amazing, a blissful, wonderful, prosperous 2023. Peace!
It was lovely to have you this year. See you next year.
And with that, the 2022 season comes to an end. Good night.